But do you know how they actually switch the lights off during load shedding?
You mentioned it was all automated.
Yeah, it's remote. It's called remote switching.
So
when
it goes off like 10 minutes too late, then it's like programmed in.
No, that's because the signal, sometimes the network is congested. They use cell phone networks or internet networks to send the remote signal from the operating room to the substation. And that signal says, okay, go on or go off. And then that signal is sometimes delayed because the network is busy as a result of load shedding. Isn't that funny? And then it gets to the substation about 10 minutes too late or so, and then it comes on too late or whatever. But I spoke to Marius at Procon, who presents the off-the-grid feature.
Yes.
And he
that was
said,
today, hey?
Yes. And he said it's safer that way also to do the remote switching, because if you have people on premises, it's dangerous because you'd never know if something is going to blow when you switch it back on again. Because they're not made. They're
not made to be turned on and off.
Not at all.
I was thinking about it the
other
day.
It wears them out.
It's my assumption that turning on a substation requires more energy than maintaining it on.
That's it.
So you're constantly turning these on and off.
Yeah, it's wear and tear. And things are blowing, man.
It makes sense, because what are we constantly doing on the grid? Maintenance. Yeah. Constantly repairs.
Yeah.
That's why the ESCOM staff were on strike, because they're probably getting sent off so often to repair these breaking down substations that they just don't feel like they're being fairly incentivized. And then ESCOM goes out and says it's the fault of the illegal strikers that we're behind schedule. And
yeah, but I feel so sorry for the people, especially those going into Soweto. They actually go there to fix the electricity or to disconnect the illegal things, and they get attacked with stones.
Jeepers.
They get attacked, like heavily attacked. Your life is in danger if you're an ESCOM employee in that case.
No,
and then they're sent home, you know. No, you can't. Sorry, you can't work here today.
There's no shortage of money.
Yes,
in terms of what's coming in, you know. There's no shortage. There's plenty of money coming in.